Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. I am here today with Linda Schreiber from Charitree. How are you, Linda?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
It's wonderful to have you here. So although you're not the original founder of the Charitree event, you saw a lot of value in it and wanted to revive it.
Yes, not just myself, but a number of us missed the 1 year that C&K Markets wasn't able to do it. We decided to take it on independently, and last year was our first year of making this happen within the community again.
That's awesome. So it happened last December, yeah?
Yes.
And so you want to tell us, for people that have never been to Charitree, what exactly it is and what happens?
Charitree stands for Charity Tree, and we provide each nonprofit that chooses to participate with a Christmas tree. They decorate it and put it up on silent auction, and whatever is earned on that silent auction goes directly back to them. Nothing is kept by our organization. So it's an opportunity for a nonprofit to make a little money, but also to promote themselves within the community. They're allowed to have their brochures and flyers, and they're there to talk to people. And we had over 600 people pass through last year, so it was a good advertising moment. Plus, hopefully, some of them walked away with a good amount of money, too.
600 people?
It was very crowded last year.
That's wonderful, though, because it's in a different location than it was, right?
Yes. Originally, C&K Markets did it in the ShopSmart Plaza using various storefronts, and we put it together all in the Grange. And I appreciate all that C&K Markets had done, but I really enjoyed having it in the Grange where we were all together, and there was just so much energy amongst all of these nonprofits and volunteers that care so much about the community. Everybody was so excited and happy, and it was just a beautiful setting. The trees were gorgeous, the people were wonderful, and then we had so many people passing through. I think more probably than when C&K Markets did it, because they tended to do it in the evening, and that sometimes is hard for families, and we were doing it during the daytime.
Well, and I know there's quite a few nonprofits and groups that actually didn't make money. They make quite a bit.
Yes, some of them did make quite a bit. Either their tree won in the judging contest, or they had good people, good sponsors and helpers that bid their trees quite high. So some of the groups walked away with quite a lot of money. A lot of the groups walked away with a sufficient amount of money, but I think all of the groups had the opportunity to really publicize themselves too. And we're working really hard this year to improve the money end of it, because we know they put a lot of effort into decorating those trees, and they're gorgeous trees. So we sat down after last year and said, how can we increase that making money part for each nonprofit?
Yeah, I know that one of the groups that I was a part of that did a tree, we were really happy with the way the tree turned out. And I went and bid on the tree because I wanted the tree, because there were seed packets on the tree and I thought it was great. And then I went back and someone else had outbid me. They weren't even from our organization. They just loved the tree too. So that was really cool to see that there were people that were, you know, people from their own organizations bidding on trees. And then other people came by later in the day and said, no, I like that one. I really want it.
Yeah, I remember that. And at the last half hour, there were a number of people who walked in and upped some bids there, right at the very end.
Yeah. Well, I also know too, because I had the privilege of being at the event for a while that day and got to circulate a little bit and kind of talk with people. Because for me, my big thing was not just the money, but having all of those people from all those different groups in the same room at the same time, right? And getting them to talk to each other was really valuable. And hearing them share ideas of ways that they could get creative and bring more money in for their tree as well for the following year. And so hearing them already think about, oh, cool, this group's doing that and that group's doing that, and what can we do to make our tree more successful and more inviting for the following year? So that's really cool to see.
Yeah, I felt really blessed last year. We had 28 nonprofits registered to participate. Obviously, with our first year, we're going to make a few mistakes. And everybody was so understanding and just excited at the opportunity and excited to be together. And I was really thankful for the positive attitudes and the willingness that these people want to join in again this year. So we are hoping to have 30 nonprofits this year.
Wow, that's really amazing. So 30 trees that people can go and they can bid on, and then if they win the tree, they get to take the tree home and have it for the season.
Right, right. They help a nonprofit, and then they have their tree. A few of the different things about it this year, some of the nonprofits actually did want to do fake trees. They didn't want live, real trees. Some people don't like having all those pine needles in their house. So we are allowing them, if they have their own tree, we're not going to provide the fake trees. We will provide the real trees. But if they have their own fake tree and they want to use that instead, they will be allowed to. So we will have a mix of trees this year.
Oh, really? So you said we will provide the trees. How? I know it's not Linda Schreiber providing the trees. So how are you providing the trees?
Well, we have been raising money within the community. We have solicited various sponsorships in the community. A number of the banks and local businessmen have been very generous to us. And so with that money, we will purchase trees. Gold Beach Lumber has been very generous to us also, and they give us a discount on the trees. So we will provide trees for those who want the real trees, the live trees, and we will provide that for them free and at Chris and a stand to put the tree in also.
So they have to, the nonprofit or group that signs up has to then provide all of the decorations and lights and all of that themselves.
They do. They have to provide their own decorations, but I have connected with Lila's Resale, and she says she has a whole attic full of decorations, and she is willing to work with us and give them free to the various organizations. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And if people start planning early, you know, there's rummage sales and thrift shops. Mm-hmm. The decorations don't have to be expensive. I think the hardest part is picking your theme. And once you pick your theme, you start seeing decorations everywhere that match it. So
yeah. So you just said picking a theme. So how does, like, can it be any theme or...
It can be anything. We, you know, hopefully you pick a theme that kind of relates to what your organization is. As you said last year, the group that you were with used seed packets and all of that, because that related to what that foundation represented. So if some people pick themes more related to Christmas, you know, and they might title their tree with a Christmas theme. Some of the organizations decorated, with the community kitchen used a lot of food type decorations and all of that. One year I bought a tree from one of the organizations and it was decorated with animal toys all over it because this organization took care of animals.
Well, and KCIW had a tree as well last year. And they were one of the more creative people, one of the more creative groups that had kind of gone out, if I remember right, and solicited some gift certificates and things, right? And had those on the tree. And I remember that was one of the things that kind of went around the room is, what could we include with our tree that has a little extra incentive besides just ornaments that would make someone go, oh yeah, I could totally see myself not just using that tree, but utilizing the community partnerships that KCIW used to leverage to basically, like you said, get people to stop, because that's a big part of it, right?
Is right.
Someone from your group is always there next to your tree, by your tree, talking to people about what you all do, so they understand that maybe they don't know what KCIW is, right? KCIW last year was brand new. We hadn't even done podcasts yet by the time we had Cherrytree last year. So it was a brand new concept to some people in the community. Now this year, it'll be a little bit more familiar, but what was a way that they could get people to stop and visit the tree, if that makes sense? Because it's not like it was a tree by Interact from Rotary or something where people know what Rotary is, but not everybody knew what KCIW was. So
right.
It's really about maybe getting creative and interesting ways and communicating your message.
Right, for sure. And, you know, we're always looking for a bargain. Everybody's looking for a bargain, even if they completely love the organization they're sponsoring, they still look for bargains. And so having those gift certificates from businesses that sponsor and help you along really aid in making the tree, the bids go up on that tree.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're looking for people like service clubs and nonprofits and different groups to sign up. So you have 30 spots. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's at this point, that's what we're looking for. I have the applications for any nonprofit who would like to participate. And, so that's going out, right now. I'm trying to get the word out as much as possible. And this is all due by the end of September so that we can turn in a proper number to Gold Beach Lumber. I'd like to add that something that is also new for the groups this year is the opportunity to silent auction a wreath. Also, you can't do a wreath and not a tree, but if you do a tree and you would like to decorate a wreath, we will hang it on the wall and that can be silent auction. So that's an extra little bonus for you. We will not provide the wreaths, but we have a discount with Gold Beach Lumber if you want to buy the wreaths through us. But a lot of people have other connections on wreaths, and a lot of people want fake wreaths again, where these ones wouldn't be fake if I got them at Gold Beach Lumber. But it is another opportunity if you want to decorate a wreath and add it to your fundraising opportunity. We will put it up all over the walls at the Grange, and a little extra there for that.
Awesome. And we'll attach some information to this podcast for people that are interested in signing up their group or their nonprofit for participating in Charitree. And as you just heard Linda say, this is a great way to raise money for your group or your nonprofit. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's also a wonderful opportunity for exposure. There were 600 people this last year, and the event had kind of taken a little rest the year before that. So this was after a revival in a new space, and 600 people still walk through the door. So pretty awesome things. My name is Scott Clapson. I am the community organizer here on KCIW. If you enjoy these podcasts, please feel free to donate to KCIW. I'm sitting here today with Linda Schreiber from Charitree. And if you would like to donate to Charitree, I know that Charitree would lovely accept and appreciatively accept your donations, as they are a group of community volunteers that really believe in this project and want to see it keep going, and have more family friendly things for people to do in this community, right? There's a lot of young people in this town that there's not always family friendly stuff to do that doesn't cost money. And this is a way that families can go and enjoy things, but also that nonprofits can get the word out about what they're doing and decorate a tree and raise some money. So Linda, what was your favorite part this last year of Charitree? What was the best thing for you? I know you were there a lot at the Grange.
I was there the whole time. Really, honestly, the best part was just the environment. As I said before, the people were so positive. The group of participants was so positive and so excited and energized, and I was exhausted going into it, and they just picked my spirits up and gave me the energy I needed for the day. And that really, truly was the best. I think my second best was the night before when the trees were all decorated and we had the room all cleaned up and I was taking pictures, and it just looked like a winter wonderland, and it was really gorgeous. Those were my favorites. I enjoyed all the entertainment. I enjoyed seeing the kids perform and all the various entertainment that passed through. And I love talking to people. So I had a lot of fun with that. And Marcy Kimes set up that kids store. That was really fun to watch all the kids come, and at 50 cents a gift, they could walk out with all these gifts for their family and everything like that. And the kids were so proud of themselves that they were doing their own shopping and all. So that was really wonderful too.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that happened. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was a little fundraiser for Marcy. People had given her items that could be sold, and they were quality items. And I received a number of them for Christmas from my son, who spent all his allowance. But they were really nice. And the kids just had so much fun doing that hopefully, as far as I know, Marcy will be doing that again. And the difference is this year we will limit it to the morning hours because it just got so crowded, and she was completely sold out by 1 o'clock anyways last year. Okay. So we will have the kids part and the kids Santa and all of that in the morning hours, and we'll put the entertainment with the various groups like Seabreeze, which was absolutely awesome in their performance, in the afternoon hours. But we added the Friday night event, too, this year, which is different from last year.
Oh, really? Tell us about the Friday night event.
The Friday night event is an opportunity for us to show a little bit of honor to the people who have contributed to make the event happen, not only for us, but for these various nonprofits. If there's a business in town that's helped them have the money to decorate their tree or give them and give a certificate, or has just been a good sponsor for them all year long, this is an opportunity for them to all be invited to come to the event Friday night. It's going to be a little bit more fancy, kind of like a Chamber Sundowner type thing, a little gala type thing with hors d'oeuvres and just nice, pretty things, and an opportunity for them to bid on the trees too. We want them to see what their money went towards. But we're hoping maybe some of them would like to have one of those trees in their offices or businesses mm-hmm. too. So it's an opportunity to start the bidding Friday night. And the special thing that night is we are going to raffle off a tree that each organization will have given an item to. Each one of the participating organizations will have put something on that tree. So it's going to be the Cheritree tree, and that will be raffled off free to whoever attends that night.
Oh, cool. So is this event on Friday night free?
Yes. Yes.
So both the Friday night event and the Saturday actual Cheritree silent auction, those are both free events.
They are both free events.
And they both happen at the Chetco Grange.
They both happen at the Chetco
Grange. Out in Harbor. If people don't know where that is, that's where the farmer's market happens. Right in front of the old Shop Smart across from Wild River's Pizza, for people that aren't familiar with the Brookings Harbor area. I went last year. I was out of town the whole week before, so unfortunately I wasn't present for the planning or the decorating, but I got to come in for the afternoon on the day of the event, and it was just really fun to circulate through the room and just stop and see the different trees and talk to the different people from the different nonprofits and meet people that I didn't even know participated in groups, where I'd be walking around the room at the Grange and, oh, wow, I didn't know you were a part of that. I didn't even know that group existed. So that was really fun for me as someone who, you know, like you, Linda, I love to talk to people and I love to find out what people are doing volunteer wise. And it was just such a great time to see that many volunteers in one room at the same time and all raising money for their various groups. It was really wonderful to see. I missed all the entertainment, though. So how many groups did you have with entertainment?
Last year we started at 10 o'clock with Everett Van Maren and his violin, and it went all the way until 3:30. I believe the last performance was Brookings Harbor Community Theater, and every half hour we had performers, and it was really nice. The negative on that was just that, you know, it gets a little loud in there when you have mm-hmm. 600 people passing through and people entertaining. And that's why this year we're working on putting the entertainment in the afternoon part and putting all the kids' activities in the morning part, hopefully to cut the noise down a little bit and make the entertainment a little bit more enjoyable. That's one of our little changes. We had a great DJ last year that came on at the last minute. And so he'll be with us again, and he understands a little bit more how this all operates. So I think he'll feel more comfortable in his job too this year.
Very cool. So I want to reiterate, right, because the reason why we're doing this podcast, because December's a ways away. So we're obviously not just advertising. Yes, please mark your calendars. What's the date of the event?
It's December 4th and 5th with the decorating on December 3rd. And yeah, we're advertising that. I want the nonprofits to call me now
yes.
or email me or stand at my door, and I will hand them an application. And we just would like to have our 30 nonprofits join. I know last year I saw one or two people grab you that and ask you why they didn't get an opportunity to do a tree. So I don't want anybody to miss that opportunity.
Yes, that's why we're doing this podcast. So please, if you are a part of a nonprofit or a service organization, please, 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 we are going to put Linda's contact information attached to this podcast. We're looking for 30 nonprofits or service organizations to do trees. It's a great event. I had a great time last year going. I'm hoping that my December is not quite as busy at the beginning this year and that I don't have to go to a conference the week of the event so I can participate a little bit more. I'd like to go to the Friday event, you know, and meet some of these people that have donated, right? Because oftentimes they get approached for money and they get thanked, but not really in such a formal way. And I think it's really cool that you all are making the space available this year for them to have a special time to come to kind of welcome them and thank them for their contribution, right? Because without the local businesses, this wouldn't be happening.
For sure. And that really, our statement, our goal is that we really want to unite this community, the business. We want to promote the business community. We want to promote the nonprofits. We want to promote all the positive energy in this community. And so we do want to show our respect to these businessmen who have people at their door every day asking for money, and many of them every day give money. So
yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you for wanting to bring people together. It's a passion of mine as well, and why I asked you to come and do this podcast with me today, because it's very valuable. This is not only, like I said, you get to raise money for your nonprofit, you get to talk to other people from nonprofits, and you're in the Grange with them, and you get to talk with all of them and see them and see their trees and learn about what they're doing. So Linda, as we come to the end of the podcast, is there anything that you'd like to share with us about Charitree that maybe we haven't covered?
I think we did pretty good. I think good. We covered it all. Yeah.
Yeah. I was on the committee last year, got to help Linda kind of revive this, and it was a lot of fun to watch the whole process and, take something that existed in a different form, right?
Right.
And transfer it into something new and kind of morph it a little bit, right? And it sounds like this year you all are morphing it a little bit more with adding the wreaths.
Adding the
wreaths. I think is cool.
Adding the Friday night. Yeah. And this year we're hoping, it appears that our donations will be good enough this year that we'll be able to do first and second place on.
Oh, cool.
For the various trees. So there'll be a few more prizes out there, monetary prizes out there. So that's what I really wanted to, is to be able to, because last year, the hardest part for me was that people would give me I had the judges and they would give me their tally of what it was. And the difference between, some of the winning trees was only, you know, one vote. And so the one tree got it and then the other tree didn't. And I really felt like, oh, I wish I had more money to give that second tree, second place at least. So this year it looks like we'll be able to pull that off too.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad that you came to do this podcast with me. I think this is wonderful what you're doing and giving families something positive and family friendly that's free to do in the month of December. And yeah, lots of entertainment, and it sounds like lots going on. So it's really wonderful. If you enjoy this programming here on KCIW, please feel free to donate to KCIW. My name is Scott Clapson. I am the community organizer. I've been talking here today with Linda Schreiber from Charitree, and we're so grateful to the business community and the nonprofit community and the collaborations that are developing. And I'm so grateful to you, Linda, for your willingness to step forward as a community volunteer and revive something that people obviously were really passionate about and liked. And we, as happened with the Kite Festival, as happens sometimes with events, right? The corporate sponsor, for whatever reason, has to change in some way. Life changes, and community volunteers, as happens here in Brookings Harbor, they step up and they fill in the gaps and they help revive things. So thank you for helping to revive it. And thanks to your committee for all that you all are doing to make this even better this year.
Well, thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. If you'd like to donate to Charitree, we'll attach the information to this podcast. If you'd like to sign up your service group or nonprofit as well to have a tree at the event. Linda, you want to share with us one more time what day the event is?
The event is on December 4th in the evening and December 5th from 10 to 4 during the day. That would be a Saturday. And decorating will be on December 3rd all day long. You can come in and decorate.
Awesome. And that's at the Chetco Grange. Thank you so much for listening. I am Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. If you like this program and want to hear more like it, consider becoming a founding member. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org.